This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and soon to be joined by the stunkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. But first of all, I want to say a huge Business Bunker thank you to radio show sponsors and supporters, leading employment law firm Locke Associates Group. They'll be bringing you regular news, information and help with employment law, health and wellbeing at work. If you'd like to find out more about Locke Associates Group, you can go to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk. That's Lock, spelled L-O-C-H. Do check them out. And a huge thank you to Lock Associates for your support of the Business Bunker Show. We've still got tweets coming in. Ibiza Fitness Food have tweeted, "We'd love a Business Bunker shout out for our most amazing, talented and gorgeous chef, Jessica Deakin, because she is knee deep in meal prep in our Kentish kitchen, ready for delivery in the UK. Please give her and our team a huge hello." Well, hello Jess and the team at Ibiza Fitness Food, and wow, there's some fantastic looking food in these pictures. Give them a follow on Twitter to see them. Their Twitter, wow, look at that. And their Twitter handle is IBZ Fitness Food. IBZ Fitness Food. Give them a follow. Have a look at some of the food that they're preparing. It looks absolutely fantastic. It's making my mouth water. I haven't had lunch yet, guys. Good stuff. Okay. What have we got next? I tell you what, why don't we, without further ado, why don't we join Jules and Elise Daly and find out about Wonder Chup? Let's do that.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Elise Daly of Wonder Chup. Elise, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to see you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, good afternoon. It's lovely to see you. Well, hear you too. Thanks for your time and thanks for inviting me on.
No, it's an absolute pleasure.
She's looking absolutely gorgeous. She's wearing, listener, a beautiful sort of almost, I'd say that's almost a purpley. It's not just blue, is it, Elise?
No, actually, do you know, I'm very glad you noticed it. I do like colour. That's kind of quite important in the brand, actually, too. Yeah, I'd say it's a kind of a Klein blue. Apparently,
absolutely
Eddie
gorgeous.
A thesis about it I've read, but it is a nice colour. Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite blues, and with the stunning red lipstick, which looks like a Chanel, darling. The red lipstick, looking very fab. And you, Paul Andrews, you look lovely too.
I'm sorry, Elise, I should have warned you. Jules is a Zoom stalker. Any minute now, she will start telling you about the books on your shelf behind you.
Any
questions about that?
I don't think there's anything controversial, actually, in there.
Is your human right, I can see.
Art is your human right, and that I do believe that. Yeah, my background is in the arts, so but it does come through in the business, but it's a big motivator for me. I think it's a good leveler, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's
I've got one thing to show you, Paul.
You've got some. You've got some Wonder Chup. And there's some missing. You've been eating it, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've got my own spoon. In fact, I've actually got an angel on horseback in the grill downstairs, but I didn't have time to cook it properly and I didn't want to get food poisoning. But, you know, the leftovers from Christmas still from my freezer.
Right.
So I had gone out and bought this, Elise, before I knew I was going to be talking to you with the lovely Paul Andrews. And I got it from, I live in Whitstable and I always support shop local. And I got it from the lovely Whitstable Produce.
Very, very lovely people down there.
Yes, and I was queuing in there for a couple of things for my daily walk. If anybody's listening, I did not sit on a bench while I sipped my coffee. And I bought some of this because I saw it and I said, "Oh, it's really lovely." And it says no added sugars or salt. It has rosemary and superhero vitamins, B6, B9, which is your folic acid, B12, D3, and E. And it's made, Paul Andrews, in the Garden of England.
Absolutely. And we're gonna talk to Elise all about that. Have you tried it on your kebab?
No, I didn't have it on my kebab. I'm a bit off my kebab now because the new husband goes in because he's younger than me and I'm being a bit careful. And he said to me that these two men that work there, A, they only want cash.
Yeah.
So they're handling cash. They will not take a credit card.
Right.
He's had quite a few fights with them about it. and B, they're touching the pita bread with their bare hands after handling cash from 150 people in a line.
Oh, you don't want that.
So I'm afraid I've stopped going to my kebab shop. I'm very sad about that. But
well, come to ours by the toilets in Tenterton. They're much better.
Is it in the toilet or?
No, it's next to the toilets. The kebab van's next to the public toilets on the green at Tenterton. And it gives it an ambience.
But then you've got the lovely Tenterton toilets cleaning next door.
Yeah, that's
you?
Why I eat my kebabs in there, because they're so clean.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that. I want to talk to Elise. Shut up.
I do.
I want to talk to Elise.
I'm just going to get a little spoon out, though. And
you do that
you chat.
While I talk to Elise. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
I can't. Get, I don't know what I'm going to do with her, Elise. I can only apologise. She's terrible. She gets worse as she gets older.
I dare say you're getting better, actually. Have you been working together a long time?
No, hardly know each other.
Yeah, about 12 years, far too long. Yeah.
I would like to know how Elise got from the arts to ketchup.
Well, okay. I've been trying to find out. Should we ask her?
Yeah, I just have.
Okay.
So I'll give you as reduced a version as I can. I'm a spatial designer. I trained at St. Martin's. I did an art and design history degree, and I used to work at the V&A, and I'm very proud of these things. And this is really a big part of my life, actually, arts, and I'm still involved and still designing. But a few years ago, very tragically, we lost 3 people to breast cancer in a 2-year period.
Right.
And it devastated our family. We were a very close family. My husband's Irish. He's 1 of 5, and we lost his 2nd eldest sister. Breast cancer came back, so it wasn't an immediate thing, as it isn't for everybody. And I think the reason I'm mentioning it is because it's very much it is the reason we started Wonder Chop. Really and truly, Jackie, in her fight against breast cancer when it came back, re-educated us all about nutritional.
Sugars.
Welfare, sugar, yeah. So she had been told by oncologists, nutritionists at her London hospitals that, in fact, sugar feeds disease. It feeds all chronic disease, it turns out, and it's in 75% of the world's foods, and it does impact on chronic disease, non-communicable diseases, non-infectious diseases. In fact, in 2011, the UN declared that non-communicable diseases NCDs are more dangerous to you than infectious diseases. Sorry, I'm tripping over my words. So we had some facts, and Jackie really did her best to fight cancer. And so really, you don't ignore that kind of advice from someone who means well, who has been told to do this. But in fact, it was just a little too late for us to really scoop her up and support her in the way she needed. And cancer is a horrible disease, and it's very difficult to fight. But in doing so, she really did give quite a lot back to the family as she was battling the disease. And so really, really and truly, I looked at where sugar was hiding in my kitchen. I had younger children now. They're now, our daughter's going to be 16 in March, and our son's 13. So 5 years ago, we were looking at what we were eating. We were having ketchup all the time. I had no idea that brand-leading ketchup had twice the sugar of Coke. What I was fully aware of. Fully aware of what Coca-Cola was doing. I'm fully aware of the fizzy drink debate. But for me, for a normal mum, I wasn't giving my children fizzy drinks for breakfast, lunch and dinner, but I was definitely topping up with ketchup. And so that was really where it started. I thought, well, I won't buy that anymore. I'll make my own. But in the meantime, I'll look around for others. I'm sure there's a healthy one in the market. And in this sort of research process, we found out that really, in fact, sweetened sugars aren't really any good for you, because fructose isn't good for you in excess. And so you're training children. This is how it started. We're training children to like vegetables with sugar on. And really, you want your child to like vegetables, because vegetables are really good for you. And you know that if you eat a wide range of veg, you're going to live healthy, as healthy as you possibly can.
If they're cooked well, they taste fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, without sugar.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you don't. Sorry.
No, you're absolutely right, Elise. My 9-year-old daughter cannot abide tomatoes.
Yeah.
Okay. She hates tomatoes, but she has ketchup on everything.
Yes, 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 yeah. Well,
ketchup doesn't taste of tomatoes because it's sugar.
Yeah. This is it. But it is lovely. And we all grew up, and I'm a 70s kid, so, you know, Angel Delight, you name it, it all came my way. I had it by the, you know, I had flasks of sugar because it wasn't an everyday occurrence. And, you know, that is the big distinction. So in the last 15 years, diabetes has risen by 45% globally. Mm. And that's because sugar has increased by 250% in the food chain. So there are some links going on with excess sugar in the food chain, people getting iller, people becoming more unwell, people not understanding what food is. It's very difficult to say eat healthy food when you're sort of topping up with bad food. So really Wonderchop was designed to have a conversation about the sugar problem, have a conversation about excess sugar, do what I could in my own family to try and make it as healthy as possible without preaching. And then the children said, we really like this, we want our friends to have it. And then they said, actually, I want everyone to have it. And
okay,
yes, it grew from there. And so Wonderchop is really a promise to my kids that I would do the best I could. And really, I don't see there being kind of an end date to this conversation. So that's where the business grew, because in fact it was okay to give it to local sporting events. So my son has started mini rugby, and so he would have a bacon sandwich with unhealthy ketchup after doing sport. So it was, well, okay, we need to get this into sporting events. And so it just snowballed as being a really good idea. Yes, in my opinion, but a way of kind of helping with the food chain. And I didn't want to preach, so we named Wonderchop after the Wonder Women we had lost and after Stevie Wonder, my favourite singer. And we try and do it in a positive way. And we know we're coming from a different perspective than others, and we're not knocking any other condiment business. Sure. We are just having a conversation with Heinz, because they've been around for 140 years and had all the money in the world to do the right thing. There's no excuse for preserving food differently these days. And so that's what I've tried to do. But it's, you know, I'm starting from scratch, but I'm really pleased we're getting somewhere. And it's really nice of you to ask me to talk about it, because that's what we need. We need support, really.
Sure. Okay.
I think what's interesting is that going back to the 70s, diabetes used to be called sugar diabetes. I'm old enough to remember that. I'm sure you are, Paul.
Yeah.
It was called sugar diabetes.
Yeah,
really,
it was. You started this whole thing as a family thing, really. I'm assuming you made Wonderchop as something for your family to eat as a substitute or as an alternative. Yes. And it's kind of grown from there, and you've turned it into a business. I want all the things you've said I get and fully on board with. But I also want to talk to you about the business as well, if you see what I mean. Because Kent is a hotbed of food production, and especially what we call kitchen table food production. But of course, as you grow as a business, that has ramifications. So I want to try and understand the business process you're going through as well, in terms of bringing the product to market. So you started on a kitchen table.
We did.
Producing your wonderful condiment. How have you progressed from there? What are the kind of things that you've had to face?
Well, so for me, there are sort of 3 points to sort of cracking this ketchup enigma, and it's about sustainability, it's about healthy product, it's about scaling it, and what would give us a USP that would, you know, that would really help make this business grow and be worthwhile being in the food chain. So this has been part of the strategy and part of the growth. So in addition to taking out all the sugars and all the salt, because every other ketchup that had reduced sugar hadn't actually taken out salt, and I actually have heart disease, I've had 5 pacemakers, and thanks to the NHS I'm well, but I look after myself, and salt is a factor in heart disease. So I took salt out too, and I added vitamins B6, 9, 12, D3 and E, which Jules has said. And I worked with Brunel Healthcare and Cambridge to get the best formulation, and worked with vitamin companies to make this product super healthy. So this is part of the big vision. We were going to make this a big business. If we were going to do it, we weren't going to make it as a small cottage industry. We thought Kent is very worth keeping on the map, and we can make a really exciting business. And if Heinz came from somewhere, we can come from somewhere, and we could grow it. And so the business has we started in our kitchen, then I went to a development chef to help me make sure it was, you know, production ready and bomb proof and palatable, because it's so good, it's okay, my children liking my food, which they do, and obviously children's friends like food and they like what you're doing because they're friends. So we took it out and we scaled it up. We worked with a Michelin trained chef, Nikki Gurr, who's a local chef and has catering businesses, and she's brilliant, and she was trained by Albert Roux, and so she was exemplary. And she helped me work around different flavours. I wanted it to be indigenous too, but that isn't quite possible. So although every ingredient you can get can be grown in the UK, at the moment there are two sides to that. One, I would like it to be a completely British business. Cinnamon's the only ingredient I need to source from overseas, but I can't afford to make it a completely British business yet. So further down the line, I would like to make Wonderchop ketchup, because the other ingredients are a part of a global family of condiments that we've got planned. But I'd like ketchup, in Britain for British customers to come from Britain. So that's part of the big plan. Okay. So I worked with Nikki, I found a condiment production partner, and then last year we scaled up with Bennett Opie's, who are in Sittingbourne, because we had plans to get into the multiples. And so even though it's a bit far-fetched, we're really new, nobody knows us, we've got 50p, nobody really knows us, it's okay, you've got a nice idea, you like Stevie Wonder. But anyway, it did happen. Scaled up with Bennett Opie's, and they have been brilliant, and they're reliable, and they are a good, solid Kent company with so much experience that really helps us. So I'm able to piggyback on their logistics, so I help, you know, reduce my food miles and my carbon footprint by working with a big company. This is how I will grow Wonder Chup. I will work with as many people who will kindly work with me to allow me to grow and learn, because there's so much to learn and it's a huge industry. Yeah. And the plan is to get it into as many multiples as possible. But obviously, we've been really lucky. We've had great support in Kent, and we won Kent Life Food Product of the Year 2019, which I really couldn't believe. But people really do like what we're doing because we are genuine. We came because we care. We didn't come here because we saw an opportunity. And by the way, the ketchup market's really saturated. So unless you really have a cause, it's an interesting one to get into. There's nothing better than Heinz, nothing that anybody knows more than Heinz. So we're here to disrupt it positively. We hope to grow. We've got a range of products that are all globally minded, because Britain is a completely diverse, really fantastic, wonderful foodie place. You know, so that's the plan with Wonder Chup. We hope to grow. We've got more products to bring to the market, and I hope to firmly keep its feet in Kent. Yep. We are selling all around the world in small numbers, but we are selling around the world. So the plan is to get it into the States and take production into Europe, just for the sake of the carbon footprint, but different production companies in different locations.
I can see it working in the UAE as well, and Dubai and Saudi and those kind of countries as well.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah,
they adore marmalade, British marmalade, for example.
Well, that's fantastic. I really, really intend to push the business as far as I can. So with that in mind, I'm seeking investment now. And that will really help, because I think with money behind Wonder Chup, it will go quite a long way, because it's just come. We've used our savings to get it to where it is. So that's all well and good, but I wanted to test it. But also, I didn't want to take money or loans, which I know is traditional, but I didn't want to do it until I was really sure. And as soon as we got into Waitrose, well, I kind of knew, because Waitrose are the best supermarket in the UK at the moment for all their credentials, and they do care about the real details. So I thought once we're in there, that was really a big boost to my confidence, actually.
So when did you get into Waitrose, Elise?
Well, we started talking with them last year, and we launched, unfortunately, in the second lockdown. So the very last weekend in October, Halloween, beginning of November. So we've really only been there for a few weeks in all. But we're doing all right, you know.
Brilliant.
Great. It's great. So we've got lots of independence, but it's good to have a multiple.
Absolutely. And as you said, I mean, things like the ketchup market are huge global markets with huge global players in it, but increasingly we've seen with a range of different products, food and drink and all kinds of things, there is very definitely big niches for specialist products that are not mainstream, mass produced chemical products.
I'm thinking all the beautiful chili jams that we have in Kent. Yeah. I'm a big fan of, and I've been sent quite a few brown sauces as well. Yeah. From various production people, and amazing tastes.
It's lovely, isn't it? You can have everything, really, can't you?
Exactly. And I love the ingredients of this, you know, the fact that you've added peppers, which is just beautiful. Mm. And it's organic, of course, as well, but the yellow peppers, great idea, and apple cider vinegar, of course.
I mean, everything is deliberately in there for health reasons, and so you understand the range of vitamins, and vegans in particular need their B vitamins, but everybody sadly who's really suffered with COVID is vitamin D3 deficient. So the government now advocates everybody taking vitamin D3, but in fact I don't really see billboards everywhere telling everyone to do this, but we should do in the UK because the weather's questionable, and we need more sunshine. We can't get it, and especially now we're all, you know, we are living with the pandemic for the lifetime that it's going to stay in society. So we've really got to put our health sorry if that sounds pushy, but I would hope learn from what we're going through to put health at the top of their agenda.
I think you're absolutely right, Elise. And I think more and more people are starting to question what they are putting into their bodies. Because so many things are diet related, And, you know, I think especially because we've spent 10 months in Kent almost locked down, you know, having to eat whatever we can get our hands on to a large extent, you know, that has started to wake people up to the fact that, you know, I'm eating this stuff and it's not doing me any good. I mean, I before lockdown, I was doing quite well. I'd lost quite a bit of weight. With lockdown, it's all come back on. I'm eating junk, you know, I'd sit and eat biscuits all day because there's nothing else to eat. And it's not good for you, certainly at my age.
That's not because there's nothing else to eat. It's because you're frustrated at being at home.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty to eat. It's just that when we tend to be at home and we're
not in my fridge, there isn't.
I mean, I get an organic veg box every week, have done for 20 years, but I'd still rather have a hobnob, you know, at the moment when I'm locked in. That's human nature, you know.
Yeah. And a little what you fancy, my mum always said, yours too, you know, does you good. And I think you shouldn't. And I think we hit upon on the diet thing. Diets don't work. We don't advocate them here. And in fact, we run sugar-free challenges. And we're in one now for Mind. And I've got two more that are happening this year to support research into chronic diseases. So heart disease, cancer, dementia, and diabetes. Because the diet industry is massive and it's making people unwell. And in the same time I talked about global obesity doubling since 1980, well, that's the diet industry. And it's just really uncool and really unfair to put in an obesogenic society.
Breakfast cereals. Just look at breakfast cereals. Just read the labels. And that's what I say to people, you know, that I talk to. Read the labels.
Just while you're saying that, I can't remember who it was, but I don't know if you saw yesterday. There was a young American celebrity, a young girl in her late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
And she went online to buy some breakfast cereal. Okay, and she ordered it and they delivered it in a massive truck because she ordered like 200 boxes of Cheerios and they said, why do you want so much? And she said, I didn't. She said, I thought one box was $35, but she ordered $35 worth of Cheerios. She had no idea on the cost of a box of cereal. It was just fascinating. But
I mean, yeah, cereal. Oh, I'm just going to have a little taste of this, Paul Andrews.
Go for it.
I haven't got my angel on horseback, which is really sad, but I've just been sniffing it as you've been talking, Elise, and the smell, it's so fresh, listener, but when you taste it, this is my second taste, I have to admit, it's a beautiful consistency. It's really, describe the consistency, because it's beautiful, it's luscious, it's rich, isn't it?
That's so lovely of you.
But the flavour, sorry, I will let you describe in a minute.
No, I don't know. It's hard.
The flavour is, I'm getting pure, beautiful tomatoes, but then you get that beautiful pepper in the background, you know, that pepper that you've used. So fresh, honestly, it is so fresh.
Oh, and that's fantastic.
Paul and I have had discussions before about cereals and how sweet things taste. And when you cut sugar out of your diet, as Elise will know, and then you eat sugar, it tastes so sweet because your palate changes, doesn't it?
This is
gorgeous.
I'm not a fan of sugar, and I haven't been for a long time. I don't eat sweets and I don't eat chocolate just because I don't like the taste. I don't like overly sweet things. But even saying that, you can't avoid it. It's in almost every food you eat if you buy anything processed, and you can't even taste it. Or, you know, you buy a pre-made curry or chili or something really spicy. It's got loads of sugar in it. You just can't taste the sugar, you know.
Because it's addictive, and the food manufacturers are not stupid. They know that sugar and fat combination, especially look at crisps, you know, cheese and onion crisps full of sugar.
Yeah.
I buy plain crisps and I add cider vinegar to mine.
Oh, really?
And I make my own salt vinegar crisps that way. Because, you know, if I'm eating a savoury, I don't want a spoon of sugar in it.
No. I think once you go through sort of, once you reduce it for a while, then your taste buds are awake again. I think that's the easiest way to tell people who haven't done it. And why would you do it necessarily? You do it because it's really healthy. And in fact, talking about the diet industry, I mean, you don't need to even diet if you just reduce your sugar. And I think that would be so helpful if that comes out of pandemic. I don't know that it's going to people, if that's going to come around soon, but it would be really useful because it would save people a lot of misery. And it's horrible to see people unhappy with the way they they look and they feel, and it's quite easy to change things, but you do need support to do it. I say it's easy, it's not, you do need a bit of a community to support you, but it's worthwhile doing. You don't look back then.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of farm shops that I'll put you in touch with after the show release that would probably stock your lovely Wonder Chup.
Oh, thank you. That'd be great.
Elise, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. You are so passionate about what you're doing, and that is fabulous. And we love what you're doing, and we wish you much great success with it and future products. If people want to find out more about Wonder Chup, how to buy it, where to get it from, what's the best thing to do?
Well, thank you. You can look at our website where we've got a list of stockists. So there's an A to Z of Wonder Chup friends on there, including where Jules bought it from in Whitstable. And we're in Waitrose. We're in 15 stores in Kent and in London. We sell online. We're on Amazon, of course. And we're on... So every stockist is on there, and including, you know, you can come and buy it from me direct in Galtas. I think we're still allowed to do that. But yeah, we're available direct, but also you can find out about us on Instagram, where we're wonderchup_, and on Twitter, I'll make sure there's sort of lots of up-to-date information we can link up on about this broadcast today on there. And yeah, you can contact me direct. I'm happy to talk you through the product, happy to tell anybody about it and explain why we care, really.
It's fantastic. Really a beautiful, wonderful product. I absolutely love it, and I'm not just saying that. It's great, Paul. I shall bring some in when we're allowed to go in the studio.
Yeah, that'll be good. Elise, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.
Oh, lovely. Really lovely to meet you both. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. It's kind, really kind. Have a nice day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Elise.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Lauch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lauchassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was the lovely Elise Daly of Wonder Chup. Very passionate, very knowledgeable about her products. We've had loads of tweets about it, loads of conversations. I'm not going to go into all the tweets because a lot of them are about outfits, lipstick and all kinds of other stuff. A fantastic product. I actually got a bottle of Wonder Chup, and I had a fish supper the other night when I got the Wonder Chup, and I've got to tell you, it is really, really gorgeous. Without being funny, quite often some of these products, if you're so used to having everything bathed in salt and sugar, when you taste something that isn't, it doesn't really hit the spot. But I've got to tell you, Wonder Chup is a fabulous product. It's so rich and tasty, and with fish and chips it just went a dream. It was just unbelievably good. So I do recommend it. Made in Goudhurst in the Garden of England, and available in all good stockists, as they say. And you can catch up with some of the conversation that Tracy Ferguson, Jules and Elise have been having about different issues around food and diet and all those kind of things. And as Vicky Pink Spaghetti was saying, you know, she agreed with me, one of the problems with lockdown is my diet's gone to pot. And by diet, I mean, you know, just my eating habits. And I've started piling on weight because I'm eating too many rubbishy things. Construction South East Awards. If you run a construction business based in the South East, how would you like to have award winning next to the name of your business? We want to recognise the achievements, developments and innovations around the South East. Application is free, quick and easy. You can enter by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business events, or go to bizradio.co.uk and there's a business events tab at the top of the page. If you click on that, you can find all the click-throughs to go and find out about the South East Construction Awards 2021, how to enter, all the categories, and what it's all about. So do check that out. Also, what have we got here? The lovely Samantha Kelly. Some said I was mad creating another network for female business owners, but I knew there was a gap for an active, engaged online network. I knew we could have value and support, so I created Women's Inspire IE. That's a Twitter handle as well, Women's Inspire IE. Join over 430 women just like you and me. womensinspirenetwork.com/membership to find out all about it. Check that out. Now then, I caught up with Jules. Let's have a listen.
It's really good to catch up with Jules, of course. We've heard from Elise Daly earlier in the show, where Jules and I interviewed Elise about her product, Wonder Chop. But I thought it'd be nice to catch up with Jules and just find out where we are and what we're doing and read a few emails and stuff like that. Yeah, so how are you doing?
Catch up on catch up.
Yeah,
you're doing catch up on catch up.
Yeah. Very good. Well, I see what you did there. Yeah.
I took the opportunity while we were getting ready to have a little catch up to get trot down and get my angels on horseback. Are they
sausages.
Devils? Are they
sausages.
Devils?
They're just sausages.
No. Are they devils on horseback or angels on horseback? I think they're devils.
I don't know. What is it?
Sausage. It's my Christmas leftovers.
Sausage wrapped in blanket.
Yeah,
bacon.
It's a pig in blanket, isn't it?
It's a pig in blanket. That's what it is.
Do you know what it is, Paul Andrews?
It's a pig in blanket.
I haven't had time for coffee yet. My brain is like, you know, I have a menopausal brain today, mainly because my dog has been, for unsavory reasons, keeping me up. I don't know what she's been up to, but she's been waking
up. Well, stop feeding her pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets. Anyway, I've just had the opportunity to dip, if Elise is still listening, I'm sure she is, to dip my pig in blanket. I can never say that without going, pigs in blanket. I don't know why. But I've just dipped it into the Wonder Chop ketchup with no added sugars and salts and lots of B vitamins and D3 and all sorts in it. And it's absolutely delicious with a pig in blanket. Pigs in blankets. Yeah. I think the angels in blankets, what are they? Are they dates wrapped with bacon, aren't they?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So then what's a devil on a horseback? I don't know.
You're the food queen. I just eat.
Can't keep up with it all though, can you? All these names. How are your shoulders?
I'm really tense.
Well, as we talk, why don't you shrug them up to your ears, Paul Andrews?
Yeah.
Squeeze them tight. Now, keep them up. Squeeze, and then relax and roll them back.
Okay. That's not working.
You know, I used to be a yoga teacher.
Yeah, absolutely. So, how are you?
I'm very well. My kebab, I'm a little bit sad, as the listeners heard earlier about my kebab. So I now need to, I mean, we're cooking from scratch and making soups and that, but I am a little bit bored and not bored because I'm busy. I mean, really, I don't know how I'm so busy. I'm busier than I've ever been.
Right.
But I had fabulous new windows put in. Did you see yesterday?
I've seen you've been having building work done.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely guys.
Hold on. So where are the windows? Where have you had them put?
Right. Well, we had very drafty windows. So drafty, Paul Andrews, that on our kitchen windowsill, where my little herbs are, I've always got a little bit of coriander and stuff. It would literally flap. The coriander would flap.
It would blow in the breeze, would it?
Yeah, through the windows. And so we've been saving up. It's not a cheap thing to do, as you know. And when the guy came, I mean, the windows were probably 40 years old. He said, oh, well, you're going to notice a big difference when we do that. So we've got the old PVC ones. There's a little bit of a snob in me, really, because I've always lived in Victorian houses. Always lived in, and I love a little sash. I'm fond of a sash window. And I would have really liked, if anybody's listening for future, because I've got a lot more windows to do, I would really have liked some, you know, wooden double glazed. Didn't need triple glazing because it's just so good now. He says it's so effective with the gas inside or whatever it is. So we've got these PVC ones. And they're great. And we have a road at the back of our house. So we're on the seafront, but at the back, there's a road, which is quite busy. It's the Herne Bay Road. And because the council keep allowing estates to be built on the Thanet Way, that's causing great big holdups on the Thanet Way. So everybody is coming down and cutting through, running through all the lovely residential roads. So our road is quite busy now. So it has cut the noise out in the kitchen. Yeah. So in answer to your question, because you did ask.
Oh, I fell asleep there, sorry.
We've had the guest room done, which was a horrible brown, sorry if you've got brown windows, but brown, horrible, treacly paint from 40 years ago. So that's been done, and being white looks lovely.
Right.
And then they did the scary bit, which was the kitchen and the utility, which, because we're on lockdown, listener, that's our, you know, we've got an open plan place. So, you know, I sit in the lounge working, and there they were, with open to the elements. And it hadn't dawned on me, of course, that they'd be prancing about on my sink. They were sort of tap dancing. See what I did there?
Tap dancing. Yeah, get it. All the old jokes.
So they got the old dust sheets out and that. But because the house is quite well built, and the windows were actually built into the brick, I guess, there was a lot of dust. And women listening will know dust. And I'd sort of like in the guest room, it was all beautifully done and the bed was all made up, ready for the guest that might one day come, you know, if Boris had ever let anybody come.
I tell you what, we were talking earlier about how your laugh sounds more and more like but your description of the windows sounded more and more like Maureen Lipman.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, dust, there was dust, everywhere.
I do live with a Jewish new husband.
I know. No, I wasn't going to probably, say that.
It's the price of smoked salmon that does it.
Yeah.
I always remember when I was first introduced to his family, his Auntie Lily, the first question she asked me was, Jules, how much do you pay for your smoked salmon? I'm sorry if you're listening, Auntie Lily. And of course, I didn't know because I'm a shiksa, you know. I had no idea. I just go and bloody buy it, you know, in a basket with a load of other stuff. But anyway, I do know how much I pay for my Aldi organic champagne. That's £29, of which I'm rather getting to like.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
But anyway, back to the window. So, but I must just tell you, so the guest room was just awful because it was all beautifully laid out for the guests to come. He said he would do all the work from the outside, he said. And then, of course, because it was freezing, he decided to do all the work from the inside. And I'd covered up the bed with a couple of sheets and stuff. Didn't think it would matter. And it was so much dust, Paul Andrews. And it's everywhere. And there's thick white dust.
Dust everywhere.
I've got to strip the bed.
Did it get in all your crevices?
Oh, I've got to go up. And I had Christmas presents in there from people I'll never see for till, you know, God knows when. And they're all full of dust, all the bags, all the wrapping. I'm going to tackle it at the weekend. I shall have a large glass of something and a coffee and get in there with some loud music. But they're good. Very good windows. But right, if anybody's listening who would like to make me some bespoke, lovely wooden ones for future, I don't really like PVC, I've decided.
Do you? Well, that's a bit unfortunate, as you've just had them done in PVC.
Oh, they work. They're brilliant. There's no draft at all.
So have they finished?
They have. They're lovely. Very, very. If anybody wants anyone, I'd recommend. They're based in Maidstone. There's a lovely man called Sean.
Right. Okay. Good. Well, I'm pleased for all of that. I'll tell you what. Why don't you read us an email?
Oh, I knew you'd make me do something. Okay. Yeah. So we have the lovely folks at Athelbury, who always put lovely pictures of their Labradors and things. So they have a webinar, and it's about GDPR and data protection, which we all love and need. And they say, make sure, Business Bunker listeners, your business is GDPR and data protection compliant following Brexit with our free webinar. And it's running on the 9th of Feb. So this is a diary date for you. And it's, you have a choice, listener. So it's 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. or it's 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. if you like a little siesta. And you can reserve your space by emailing Fran, F for Freddy, R-A-N, at Athelbray, A-T. athelbray.co.uk. So that's Fran at athelbray.co.uk. And you can find them on the Twitter, of course, Paul Andrews will tell you. Athelbray.
Athelbray LTD on Twitter.
Thank you. Limited, I think that stands for.
Yeah, it does.
There's a Kent company, Paul Andrews, who's doing its bit to save the world's oceans by vaporizing tons of plastic.
Right.
And the microplastics are a big problem, as we know, for the environment, which many trillions of minuscule particles are floating in our oceans, killing marine life and threatening our health. And we've all seen those awful pictures of little whales and things with bags in their stomachs and dying. So the Tunbridge-based startup, which is QM Recycled Energy, QMRE for short, they have a solution, and it's a feeding shredded plastic into a giant heater and turning it back into the oil it was made from. What an amazing idea. So the technique uses a method called pyrolysis, which breaks down the long polymers found in plastics. Lots of new words for me here. Pyrolysis.
Yeah, that's why I gave you the email.
And polymers. We'll Google these later.
Polymers.
So they're found in plastic. And QMRE's container size machine is nicknamed Marie. And she can process up to a ton of unsorted waste plastic every day, heating it in a thermal kettle to 400 centigrade to break it down. And the result is a carbon ash and a heavy-duty fuel oil suitable for use by shipping or heavy industry. Well, this is amazing. And they're in Kent. Tunbridge, which for those of you listening abroad is spelt Tonbridge for some reason.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Going back to the...
Are they coming on the show?
I might get them on later on in the year, but at the moment I haven't made contact with them. Coming back to the GDPR thing, one of the things I want to lobby the government about now we're out of the EU, it's this bloody annoying nonsense of having to agree to a cookie every time you go into a website.
Oh, yeah.
It drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
And especially if you're trying to do something quickly on your phone. And, you get these damn, do you accept cookies every time?
Yeah.
It's just such a waste of time.
And then you've got the choice of accepting some or not. And
just stop it.
You
just
need to be a geek.
It's of no use whatsoever. Just accept cookies or don't.
Yeah. Especially with chocolate on top. And talking of cookies and lovely people, we've got Samantha Kelly. Haven't heard from her for a while. She's the tweeting goddess on Twitter. She's in Ireland, I believe.
Rosslare.
Ah, you said that so Irishly. I just tried to send a package to Ireland, Paul Andrews, before I get on to Samantha Kelly and tweeting. And it was from the lovely Susie Fish to my gorgeous daughter, Sydney, who's stuck out in Ireland. I think she's having a lovely time, but she's got a flat in Clapham that she hasn't been back to.
Clapham's not in Ireland.
No, she hasn't been back there since November. So the baby of the family, Shay, who's 25, being the little bruv who lives in Greenwich, she had to post, so she's stuck in Dublin because she can't come back, really. And she's got a little house there with her boyfriend, and it makes sense they stay there rather than a one bedroom flat, in Clapham in lockdown. So the baby of the family had to, sorry about that tinging, she had to post her flat keys for Clapham so he could go and check. Because I said, your flat, you need to have it checked. You haven't been there. And there was blue milk in the fridge, Paul Andrews. And he had to drive a car because that hadn't been driven. There's a lot of stuff happening with lockdown, isn't there?
I mean, don't get me started on all that postal stuff. I saw a load of stuff on Twitter the other day of people moaning about Brexit because they can't get anything delivered in Europe. But it's got nothing to do with Brexit. You can't get anything delivered because of the pandemic. There's nobody working. I sent some stuff to France the other day, and it's just taking weeks to get there. It's got nothing to do with Brexit.
Well, whatsoever. You know what happened to my mum's injection, letter was sent on the 11th of December. She didn't get it till January.
The mail's delayed because of the pandemic and because of the lockdown and because no one's delivering.
Well, my vegetables, I've had Riverford Organic Veg delivered for over 16 years, and they've actually stopped all extra orders. So I've got my basic veg box coming because of COVID, because they've got loads of people off sick or self-isolating.
Right. You were just going to tell us 10 minutes ago about the lovely Sam Kelly.
Well.
And I have to tell you that Sam is going to be back on the Business Bunker show in a week or so's time. So we're looking forward to talking.
There you are. Well, we went off on a tangent, didn't we?
You went off on a tangent. So why don't you read the email? That's a good idea, isn't it?
Okay. I'm going to have a little cough first. Never, ever eat... pigs in blankets when you're live on air. Would you like to network and learn at the same time? Yes, I hear you cry. So our hashtag Win21 Refresh event is happening, and it's happening on International Women's Day with topics such as sales, meal prep for busy entrepreneurs. That's one for IB for fitness food. They could help there. Setting boundaries, finding your voice, raising your profile. And you can book by going to win21refresh.heysummit. That's heysummit.com. And she says, the lovely Samantha Kelly, some said I was mad creating another network for female business owners, but I knew there was a gap for an active, engaged online network. I knew we could add value and support. So I created, and it's a Twitter handle, at Women's Inspire IE. Join over 430 women, she says, just like you and me. So there you are, womeninspirenetwork.com/membership. Samantha Kelly at Tweeting Goddess, coming on Bunker soon.
Fantastic.
And then last but not least, the lovely folks at,
you got loads.
Do you keep experiencing the same problems?
Paul?
Listening? Do you keep experiencing the same problems, Paul Andrews?
Right.
Orchard Employment Law are asking you that. So they're saying they're able to put together an easy to follow, legally compliant HR policy and process. Things such as recruitment, onboarding, COVID-19 symptoms and close contact, and also the dreaded disciplinary. They don't say dreaded, I said that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So for more info, you can go to www.orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk and speak to the team. Good one there. And then we have a Microsoft Word training. This is with the lovely Alex Waterton, Microsoft certified trainer, and he'll be providing a 4-day interactive training course aimed at providing staff with top tips and tricks to get the most out of Microsoft Word. This course is free for up to 2 members of staff and will take place live alongside other attendees, allowing attendees to ask questions during the session. It's free for up to 2 members of staff, as I've said, and additional staff will be charged at just £80 per person, and it's a 4-day training course, so that's great value. And for existing ADM clients, you can contact your account manager for further info. So the location is online, and also you can provide this training service to your customers. So if you're interested in personalized and additional large scale staff training, you can contact Kailas, that's Kailas, dot Bryant, that's Bryant, at ADM-computing.co.uk. And the location for this is online on 16th, that's a Tuesday, and the 19th of February, that's a Friday, 11 to 12. So they just missed the bunker there. Very good. Mm. And please book your place. You can email. I'm sure that all details are on the Kent Business Radio website.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Or you can go to ADM Computing website.
Yep. Or you can go to www.keyfkeys.co.uk/about. So that's a good one. And the dates again for that 4-day course were 16th to the 19th of Feb, 11 to 12 p.m.
Fantastic.
And then, this is a lovely one. A restaurant in Kent that we're not allowed to visit at the moment has been awarded a coveted Michelin star. The Hyde and Fox in Hyde is already proud to have 3 AA rosettes under its belt, but now has added the star to its list of accolades. And the head chef and the owner is Alistair Barsby. He says it feels amazing, obviously not just for us, but it's been a tough year for everyone in the industry, and this does really feel great. It's the natural progression for the Hyde and Fox. Mm. And the Michelin Guide said on Twitter, this Michelin star 21 was an easy one for us to confirm. Alistair and Alice's joyfully run Hyde and Fox celebrates all the best things about Kent. So, lovely one. I saw that Will Devlin, one of my fave chefs, has won an accolade as well, but I didn't read what it was, but I'll tell you next week.
Okay. Well, look, it's been lovely talking to you. stay safe. Enjoy your Pigs in Blankets.
Pigs in Blankets, yeah.
Yeah, and stay safe and look after yourself. And we'll talk to you again next week, I'm sure. And it will be nice to get back into the studio as soon as we can.
It will. I had a lot more rants, actually, so I look forward to ranting. I'll save it up. For now, Paul Andrews, shrug the shoulders, keep shrugging, squeeze and release.
I will.
Bye for now.
Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Right, it's that time in the show where we catch up with the FSB news. There's a webinar, Creating a Self-Managing Company, happening tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 3rd of February, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. All the details and booking can be found at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. There's a BAME networking group meeting on Wednesday the 10th of February, 12 noon to 1 p.m. BAME-led businesses roundtable. If you want to take part, drop Alison an email at alison.palmar, P-A-R-M-A-R, at fsb.org.uk. There's a National Apprenticeship Week launch event on Monday the 8th of April. Log in at 12:45 for a 1 p.m. start to 2:30. It's online and it's free and it's via Zoom. And again, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB to find out all about it. Maidstone grants. Did you know that Maidstone Borough Council has paid out £6 million in grants to businesses who were required to close for the 5th of November national lockdown? However, there are still more than 500 businesses who are eligible for the grant that haven't applied. So if that's you, if you go to businessinmaidstone.co.uk/news, you can find out all about applying for the grant. There's 500 of you, so get onto it. Building for success. Three essential ways to protect your business, get paid on time and keep your sanity now and in the future. This is a webinar on Thursday the 4th of February at 7 p.m. It's online via Zoom and you are required to register. So to do this, go to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/building for success. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/building for success, which is a Thursday evening Zoom meeting. There's a Women in Business brunch on Tuesday the 9th of February. That's next Tuesday, 11 a.m. till noon. Join us for virtual networking hosted by FSB North Kent area host Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB for that detail and booking link. There's a Membership Matters event on Wednesday the 24th of February, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Find out what FSB Kent are doing locally and understand the benefits of FSB membership to ensure you're getting all the help you can, as well as a networking event with other small businesses. Once again, all the details, as with all of these things, can be found in the same place, unless I give you a different address, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. You can explore the FSB Legal Hub, which enables you to browse over 1,100 documents, fact sheets and templates covering a host of categories, all available 24/7. It covers HR, debt recovery, health and safety, cyber security and much, much more. There's a wealth of helpful resources and documents also related to COVID-19. To access the Hub, simply log into fsb.org.uk and click through to the dashboard. Okay, there's how to stay compliant with workplace pensions. As an employer, it's your responsibility to ensure a compliant workplace pension is in place for all eligible employees. Even if you only employ one person, you're still responsible for making sure they have a pension scheme set up and that you carry out your duties. Failure to do so can result in fines, so it pays to stay up to date. You can be proactive about this by going to fsb.org.uk/resources page, how to stay compliant. That's fsb.org/resources page, how to stay compliant. We've reached the end of another show. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We will see you all again next week and hear from you all again next week for another Business Bunker Show with a great lineup of guests. In the meantime, please stay safe, please look after yourselves, and we'll see you all again soon. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.